Recipe: buttery shortbread biscuits. James, our charged up cafe cook, shares his sister's shortbread recipe, which he states is the best he's ever had. Ingredients: 225 grams of butter, which is softened, plus extra for greasing, 110 grams caster sugar, plus extra for dusting, 225 grams plain flour, plus extra for dusting, 110 grams corn flour, and a pinch of salt. And the method: lightly butter two baking trays. In a large bowl, cream the softened butter and sugar together with a whisk or wooden spoon. Sift in the flour and the pinch of salt, then mix together until smooth. Dust your work surface with some of the extra flour, and then tip the mix out and knead lightly by hand into a soft dough. Place the dough in between two sheets of baking paper and roll to a thickness of 1 centimetre. Transfer the dough to the work surface and prick all over with a fork, then cut into biscuit shapes of your choice. Place the biscuit shapes on your trays and chill for 30 to 40 minutes. This gives the finished shortbread the right texture. Preheat the oven to 170 degrees Celsius whilst you chill the shapes. Bake the shortbreads for 20 minutes until just golden brown at the edges. Take them from the oven and let them rest for 5 minutes. Tip them onto a wire rack and dust them with sugar. Leave to cool and enjoy. Staff Spotlight: Jenny's Journey at GCU. Back in our Spring 2023 edition, Jenny Queen, our trainee visual rehabilitation specialist, gave us her thoughts in embarking on the low vision rehabilitation course at Glasgow Caledonian University. Jenny has now finished her studies, so we thought it would be nice to check in again with her to see what her experience had been like. And here's what Jenny has to say. When I first took on the role of trainee visual rehabilitation specialist, one of the most daunting aspects was completing the rehabilitation course at Glasgow Caledonian University. I don't mind admitting I was nervous at the thought. However, when I met my fellow students on the first day, it was comforting to realise that we were all in the same position. Our tutors were experienced visual rehabilitation specialists who brought real-life scenarios into play and helped answer any questions we had. We also had mentors, and our service users acted as another tier of experts. I will let you into a secret. I learned as much from my service users as I did from the experts in the field. The students also set up a WhatsApp group, which allowed us to bounce off each other. This is something we continue to do. As the result of the course, there are 19 soon-to-be qualified and much-needed workers who share contacts, information and tips, which is invaluable. The course itself was a good balance of tutoring and practical learning. We were out on the streets of Glasgow under sleep shade, teaching each other long cane technique, learning how to explain routes, and on one occasion, utilising the escalators in John Lewis for training, which did send the staff into a slight panic. I continued to work in West Lothian supporting our service users while doing the course. You can often find me at the Livingston Shopping Centre teaching long cane skills on buses, stairs, escalators or general orientation. I've loved the last year in being a student. Maybe not so much the exams, though as stressful as they were, the feeling of achievement made it all worthwhile. I am now looking forward to ditching the trainee tag and donning the graduation cap and robes. Well done, Jenny.